Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
Go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
The opinions expressed during this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of Muse Talk 620 WWNR. WWNR Beckley.
Tonight, Head On with Bob Kincaid. Head On is brought to you every night by the 20,000 members of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working in West Virginia, they're working for you. Now, Bob Kincaid.
All right, who thought it would be funny to put the trick chair there for Bob to sit in and almost fall over and bust his keister? Never a dull moment. You know how those office chairs can look perfectly normal?
Whoa!
Well, I'm listing a little bit to port. gee whiz. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On, a Thursday night edition, the 16th of June, as if you didn't know. The only time you never really know what the date is when you go to write the check, right? That's about 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, and of course, as ever, it's a free-for-all tonight. Your thoughts, your comments are welcome on virtually any topic, alien abductions, theories, or just the general criminality of Republicans. It's programming note for you, having nothing to do with this program whatsoever. C-SPAN 2 tonight, about an hour from now, and then late night C-SPAN 1 at 1:56 a.m., technically tomorrow morning, then Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the Downing Street memo hearing conducted by brave and noble Democrats today in a 15-by-30 basement room of the Capitol will be re-aired. You want to see this. You want to see this. If for no other reason than to watch real political courage in action. Let's see. Who all was there? Obviously, Congressman John Conyers led the hearing. But it was also attended by a number of... Why a Republican wouldn't attend? I don't know. I guess Tom DeLay forbade them. John Conyers, Maxine Waters, Barney Frank, Jim Moran, John Tierney, Sheila Jackson Lee, Jim McDermott, Maurice Hinchey, Barbara Lee, Charles Rangel, Zoe Lofgren, Jerry Nadler, Congressman Bob Wexler, is it Bob Wexler from Florida? Watson Woolsey, Jay Inslee of Washington, Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, Congressman Markey, Congressman Kaplan, Corinne Brown, McCollum, Baldwin, Van Holland, Dan Payne, DeSalice, DeFazio, George Miller, Greg Meeks, all those were there today in a 15-by-30 room in the basement of the Capitol because Republicans, look, you know, it is what it is. He's on the Republicans again. Doggone it, yeah, they've got the majority and they're doing everything in the world they possibly can to quash anything even remotely resembling democratic process. Now, we talked, earlier this week, last week late, about what Jim Sensenbrenner did on the Patriot Act hearings, gaveling them closed before important witnesses who had been called to comment on it could even speak. When the First Amendment doesn't matter in the House of Representatives or in a House of Representatives committee, you can make a pretty good guess that it doesn't matter anywhere else either. And that's what happened with Sensenbrenner. And then, look, you don't have to turn the microphones off to suppress free speech either. You just tell them, as Sensenbrenner has told the Democrats, this will be your last hearing, sucker. At one point, they were going to have to hold this hearing over at Democratic headquarters. And the question is, you know, a vast majority of Americans and most of the people listening to this show, Republicans and Democrats alike, disagreed with the thuggery of the Republican Party in chasing after Bill Clinton's zipper in the Monica era, because it was tawdry and it was unseemly, and it showed a level of sexual perversion on the part of the highly repressed, probably incredibly kinky, neoconservative, fascist, whatever you want to call it, movement. And so, but a standard was nonetheless established. And that standard is that to tell a lie that any American married man caught in marital infidelity, shall we say, would tell. Commented on, of course, across. When she looks at you the first time, and ladies, I don't mean to offend you, but, you know, when the wife looks at you, the first thing you, as a married man, say is, no, honey, no. And you'll maintain that position until you're absolutely crushed by the evidence. That's why it is always best not to cheat on one's spouse. But cheat Bill Clinton did, and lie about it he did. I did not. And get caught he did. And out of that we had an impeachment process. So do not blame me when I suggest that if lying about brief quasi-sexual dalliance, if that constitutes grounds for impeachment, then certainly, I think ginning up a war to make your poll numbers look good and satisfy a bloodthirsty wing of your party, unless, of course, you are willing, from an ethical or political or philosophical stance to say, nope, consensual oral sex between two adults is far more grave than war. Now, if you're willing to do that, I'm just wrong. But if not, then you have to kind of agree that maybe a few hearings, okay, let's have some hearings on the Downing Street memo. Let's have some hearings on the Downing Street minutes. Let's air it all out, because this is, after all, a republic that operates, that are embodied in the Constitution of the United States. Let's air it out. If there's nothing there, there's nothing there. Just like we aired it out on Bill Clinton, and there was nothing there. It was the same thing as what Gertrude Stein said about Oakland, California. There was no there there. So let's air it out on the Downing Street memo and the Downing Street minutes. And to a certain extent, air it out, they did today in Washington, D.C., in a little basement closet of the Capitol, approximately 15 feet by 30 feet. And you will have your chance to see it, and I encourage you to do so. You'll have your chance tonight at 8, C-SPAN 2, then C-SPAN 1 at 1:56 a.m. You know, get out, set the VCR if you know how to do that. I don't. I think I lost the programming electronics gene when I turned 30. But by all means, make some effort to see this, because there are a host of people who do not want you to see this. Jim Sensenbrenner doesn't want you to see this. God knows Tom DeLay doesn't want you to see this. Bill Frist doesn't want you to see this. Orrin Hatch doesn't want you to see this. All those Klansmen that wouldn't sign off on the memo apologizing for failure to move against lynching. All those blatant, shameless, lay down in the streets for George Bush Republicans don't want you to see this. And I submit to you that if anybody, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Anarchist, tells you that there is something you don't need to see, something you don't need to hear in the United States of America, you owe it to yourself to see it and hear it, and because you are a citizen and because you are a sovereign, you damned well owe it to yourself to make up your own mind instead of having it made up for you. Now, to jump in and play tonight, it's 252-6200, just like it always is. And outside this beautiful uptown Beckley area, it's 800-620-9967. Learn it, know it, use it. Email to Bob at headonradio.com. And, of course, at the our website, WWNRNewsTalk620.com, there is also a link to my website, headonradio.com. Jump on in on the message boards there and have yourself a real good time. And you can click on the contact button to send email there as well. But we try to make it easy for you. So, by all means, avail yourself. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head On.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel. We'll see partly cloudy conditions as we're heading through the overnight tonight. Low temperature right where we should be at 67 degrees. A below average high near 70 on Thursday. We're going to see some clouds around and the possibility of a couple of showers as we're heading toward the afternoon and evening time. And then fair weather for Thursday night, a little cooler with a low near 50 degrees. Plenty of sunshine, beautiful weather on Friday, highs reaching the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Naramore from the Weather Channel.
WWNR Beckley.
Where there's a tornado.
Where there's a forest fire.
Where Mother Nature is at her worst.
Where there's a search.
Where there's a rescue.
Where there are Americans in need.
We're there. When disaster strikes.
We're one volunteer force.
Helping each other and simply doing what needs to be done.
We are the Civil Air Patrol.
The official auxiliary of the U.S. Air Force.
To join, call 1-800-FLY-2338.
Or log on to the World Wide Web at www.cap.gov.
Daily Tribune Classified Section, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an ad for an apartment I'll be renting out.
Okay, how should the ad read?
Sunny one-bedroom, 850 square feet, modern kitchen, hardwood floors, $1,000 a month rent. Available immediately, unless you're African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, Indian, or a member of any other minority group.
Okay.
Apartment is also unavailable if you are female, have children, a disability, or believe in a non-traditional religion.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can we add that pets are okay?
Certainly.
Unfortunately, housing discrimination isn't always this obvious. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
We all know by now never to drink and drive. We know to buckle up for safety, and we know to protect our children by using proper car seats. But did you know that basic car maintenance is just as important in avoiding serious accidents? Simple steps like changing your oil and brake fluid, keeping your car full of antifreeze and coolant, checking the belts and gaskets, and rotating your tires can keep you and your family and other drivers safer, while keeping your car more fuel efficient, thus protecting the environment. That's why the Car Care Council is urging everyone to take an active interest in routine maintenance. Read your owner's manual, talk to a qualified service technician, and use an online resource. For more information on how to keep your car running safely, visit vehiclemanager.com. Take care of your car. It will save you money, and it will protect you and your family and other drivers. This has been a public service message from the Car Care Council.
Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you shop for your next car at Allen S. Toyota. Because at Allen S. Toyota, you get it all. Great gas mileage, great factory rebates, the best cars and trucks. You get it all. Allen S. Toyota has new Corollas with as much as 40 highway miles per gallon. Save with factory rebates up to $1,500 on new 2005 Tundras. Plus, choose from Toyota's certified used vehicles. Allen S. Toyota wants your trade. You get thousands more for your old car. car at L&S Toyota. It may be worth more than you think. You get it all. 40 miles per gallon. $1,500 factory rebate. Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you buy your next Toyota at L&S Toyota. 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. See ToyotaUSA.com for details. All rebates to dealers.
He's got a brain, and he's not afraid to use it. Liberally, of course. Here's Bob Kincaid.
Almost 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. That's where facts and truth need to go to die. Palace also submits official the Downing Street memo Dead Sea Scrolls, unquote. Congressman to ignore the clear evidence of a fibbing by our two nations' leaders because the cry for investment. Dark and dangerous world. Scary stuff. Of blogs and opponents of Mr. Blair and Mr. Bush. Ballast writes on the memo, which contains the ill is sufficient basis for a hearing toward impeachment of the chief. But to that, we must add the other evidence and secret memo. Other foreign-based journalists could doubtless add more. And provides a timeline. February 2001. March 2001. Vice President God's Honest Truth. Official watch, which is about as fit and still be in the known universe. Turned over to Judicial Watch were maps used by Cheney. Energy policy, see the quotation mark? Energy policy meetings with Anwar and potential drill. No. October, November 2001, an easy military victory in Afghanistan. And to convince the administration to junk the state coup plan. Remember, they were going to have a coup. Junk that plan in favor of an invasion and to occupy. I've read some on this, and it's disturbing. You know what I'll do? But an elaborate plan ultimately summarized in a 100, that is, most of the nation's assets, rape it, and sell. As I've mentioned from time to time, I take it. Hello, Empire. Steal. Dadgummit. What did the little old blue-haired ladies in the basement of the Baptist Church or the Church of Christ or the Methodist, what did they tell you about taking something? You know, you're a little kid, you're paying attention. What did the little old blue-haired ladies tell you? That's called stealing. 55. It stills. Hey, we're only at October, November 2001, but we got to take our bottle.
Good evening, I'm Warren Ellison in for Carl Mack with this News Talk 620 News Update. An insurance agent and congressional hopeful from Beckley who died in a car accident and hurricane yesterday is being remembered as someone who dedicated his life to helping others. Tom Easterly was one of two people killed in yesterday afternoon's accident on Interstate 64 at the hurricane exit. The name of the other victim, identified only as a woman from Culloden, has not been released pending notification of family. Easterly announced earlier this month that he planned to challenge Sir District Congressman Nick Rahal in the Democratic primary. Easterly also served in the Kentucky State Senate from 1974 to 1982 and in Florida's House of Representatives from 1988 to 1990. His brother Jim called him an extraordinary, idealistic person. Assistant State Fire Marshal Paul Ritchie has died in a motorcycle accident in Rome Township, Ohio. According to the Ohio State Highway Patrol, Ritchie lost control of his Harley-Davidson, went off the road, and struck a tree. Ritchie, who was wearing a helmet, was pronounced dead at the scene. It happened today at around 1:20 p.m. A Beckley man is charged with malicious wounding for allegedly striking his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach and causing her to miscarry. Christopher Simmons was arrested Monday and is being held in the Southern Regional Jail on $3,000 bond. Simmons allegedly struck his girlfriend in the stomach several times during an argument on April the 4th. The girlfriend, who was 4.5 months pregnant with Simmons' child, started hemorrhaging and then miscarried. If convicted, he faces 2 to 10 years in prison. But if the alleged crime had occurred after July 1st, Simmons could have been facing up to life in prison. Under a new state law passed during this year's legislative session, the death of a fetus during a criminal act can result in a murder charge. And the U.S. Forest Service says it's not trying to be a bully by blocking the Rainbow Family's access to the Monongahela National Forest. Agency officials say they're just trying to protect both the people and the park. Although the counterculture group's gathering doesn't officially begin until June the 25th, campers have already started streaming into West Virginia. Look for partly cloudy skies for tonight and tomorrow with a low tonight at 50 and a high Friday expected to be around 70 degrees. That's a look at news. I'm Warren Ellison for News Talk 620 WWNR, when you need to know.
a public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel, seeing partly cloudy conditions as we're heading through the overnight tonight. Low temperature right where we should be at 57 degrees. A below average high near 70 on Thursday. We're going to see some clouds around and the possibility of a couple of showers as we're heading toward the afternoon and evening time. And then fair weather for Thursday night, a little cooler with a low near 50 degrees. Plenty of sunshine, beautiful weather on Friday, highs reaching the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Naramore from the Weather Channel.
WWNR Beckley.
At the age of 12, he was strutting around the Bronx in expensive clothing. The story next on Biography for Radio.
As a small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once, buying items you need for your business while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low costs on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
To the other kids, he was odd, but intriguing. While they lounged around in black leather trying to look like James Dean, the young kid splurged his after-school earnings on smart English sweaters. The youngest son of Russian Jewish immigrants, he worked as a young man in a glove factory while studying business at night. But after 2 years, he put aside his studies and got a job for selling gloves and then ties. Before too long, he was designing his own unique ties with twice the width of the current fashion. Believing they would catch on, he borrowed $50,000 and set up in business with his older brother. At first, Bloomingdale showed him the door. His ties were far too wide, they said, but the retailer was wrong. Soon, thousands of young men who wanted to look cool, powerful, and ripe for success were buying his ties and menswear. The slight, handsome fashion designer has expanded into womenswear and home interiors. His taste is said to be so exacting that at meetings, he likes even the china to match his apparel. His clothing empire and the polo player motif that identifies his casual wear has made a billionaire a fashion sultan, Ralph Lauren. For Biography, I'm Lawrence Scott.
Biography is a trademark of A&D.
Green and growing, the lawn care show, soft and spongy. What's
cartoon character Diane? It's thatch. Thatch is mostly dead roots caused by improper mowing, water fertilizing. But John Deere says a thin layer of thatch is okay, just no more than a half inch. Holds moisture in the soil.
What if there's too much thatch?
Thick layer of thatch isn't good. It acts like a sheet of plastic to hold back water, nutrients, and air. All the things roots need to stay healthy. If you already have thatch problems, use a dethatcher.
What can I do
to avoid thatch buildup? Follow the John Deere one-third rule and mow on the high side. Water your lawn infrequently but deeply, about an inch a week.
I will, Bill. Be sure to listen to the next edition of Green and Growing.
Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Now, what's this? Hold it now. This is the milk. Whole milk in this carton. But wait, low fat and no fat. Low fat and no fat. Now, they're milk too. And yet, their names rhyme. Whole milk, low fat, no fat. Wow, that's a lot of milk, huh?
This man may sound odd to you and me.
Oh, and look at this. Cheese. Now, cheese is made out of milk, huh?
But to his 3-year-old daughter, who is helping to pick out food she likes, he makes perfect sense.
All different kinds of cheese. Honey, here's one. It has holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments like riding the bus, getting ready for work, or even shopping for groceries, and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Hey, now, wait a minute. This one's called Gorgonzola. Can you say Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
All right, we could work on that one.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at foreignlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
A man who just loves conservatives, baked, boiled, or fried. Here's Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. Yeah, you noticed there was no winds there. Don't know why. We'll have it worked out by tomorrow night. So we were at October, November 2001. In the timeline of 2002, here's a name we were talking about last night, Grover Norquist. Remember him, the guy that thinks that all Democrats, the guy that thinks the American government should be drowned in a bathtub? The man who has the ear of the man who purports to be the President of the United States. Grover Norquist and other corporate lobbyists met with defense, state, and treasury officials to ensure the invasion plans for Iraq included plans for protecting, quote-unquote, property rights. The result was a pre-invasion scheme to sell off Iraq's oil, change the country's copyright laws to the benefit of the lobbyists' clients. Here's the fun part. Once Paul Bremer, you remember Paul Bremer, don't you? The guy who lost of the coalition provisional. Now you got to go and you got to do some work and you got to do some reading to find it, because ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, CNN. Headline News, Bloomberg, Fox, they're not going to do the work for you. Fall 2002, Philip Carroll, former CEO of Shell Oil U.S. Pentagon, to plan the management of Iraq's oil field. Quote from Mr. Carroll, there were plans, maybe even too many plans, none disclosed to the public, nor even... Like I said, I studied ancient history, and I know how Rome fell. It's not what you get in the rise of the Roman Empire. Rome fell, ruled by... the Senate. None of the plans were disclosed to the public or even the U.S. January 2003, Robert Ebel, former CIA oil analyst, is sent, according to the BBC, to London to meet with Fadhil Chalabi. Terms for taking over Iraq's oil. March 2003, what White House spokesman Ari Fleischer calls Operation Iraqi Liberation. Yeah, he really did that. Video is out there. It's Bush family fortunes. He, him, call it Operation Iraqi Liberation. Then... the Vulcans in the White House realized that Operation Iraqi Liberation just happened to spell oil. Suddenly it became Operation Iraqi Freedom. Liberation, freedom, same thing. Neither one applies. Ain't going to happen. March 2003, Defense Department is told in confidence by U.S. Energy Information Administration that Iraq's fields are incapable of a massive increase in output. Regardless, Defense Secretary Wolfowitz testifies to Congress that he did. He swore, under oath, you know, hand in the air, flag behind him, Bible out there. Quote, there's a lot of money to pay for this that doesn't have to be U.S. taxpayer money. We're dealing with a country that can really finance its own reconstruction and soon. Part of the sales pitch for war. Because you do remember now that the tab for Iraq is somewhere around... May 2003, General Jay Garner, appointed by Bush as viceroy over Iraq. Fired by Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld, the general revealed in an interview for BBC that he resisted White House plans to sell off Iraq's own national assets. He resisted White House plans to sell off. Funny, I didn't see that on CBS. I didn't see it anywhere on the liberal media. Because the liberal media, beautiful megaphone shill, the Bush administration. He told the BBC was as follows, General Jay Garner, that's just one fight you don't want to take on. All I can tell you is the plans were pretty elaborate. They didn't start... What was his name? Paul, former Treasury Secretary. Hey, they were cooking this up in 2001. Now, the question I have, and you know, your answer, your thoughts are welcome on this. Point, does a responsible questions about the usurpation of it. Congress by the Constitution is vested with the power to... Hey, if we want to just say the Constitution does, but if the Constitution does matter, if we are going to live by it, do some questions need to be answered? When when you consider that Richard Clark and Middleblock tell you that in early 2001 the plans were being cooked for ginning up this war against Iraq, at what point is it worth asking a question? Or do we just blindly say, oh, well, you know, November, December 2003, secrecy and misinformation, options for the Iraqi oil industry. Now, there wouldn't be any higher oil prices, would there? I mean, you're still paying, what, $1.25, $1.30 a gallon, right? But Harper's Magazine and the BBC nonetheless obtained those plans, 323 pages, options for the Iraq Defense Department. Well, a few subpoenas. You know, you take an oath when you become a member of Congress, and yet it would appear that party loyalty is more important than the Constitution, because anyone with anything approach, because you would want to put the American people, the electorate, the constituency, the sovereigns, want them to have California State University at Sonoma journalism's investigative team was a win. You decide. You decide. Hear it all. Hear all the evidence. Demand the evidence. Today, answers 122 members of the House of Representatives.
Scott?
Oh, Scott. More official British documents are seeming to indicate that the Bush administration is trying to justify. Representative John Conyers, as you know, is holding some. The president concerned that as more documents come out seeming to. Scotty cuts him off. I think you've answered these questions. The president's been asked these questions, and I think it's been addressed. He is using the word think to believe. Because he thinking involves intellectual process. Believes they've been addressed. In instance, he's lying. Because they haven't been addressed. Downing Street memos issues had been addressed, this hearing would not have been held today in a 15-by-30 room in the basement of the Capitol of the United States.
Can't you guys get back to covering Michael Jackson? What about that little girl in Aruba? Yeah, I heard on the news the other day they found some panties on a beach. Don't you? That's news. The Downing Street memo. So what? You know, somebody in government at the highest levels of the Blair government says that we were ginning up the war. So what? What about that poor little white girl in Aruba? Can't you pay attention to what matters?
Oh, and by the way, just so...
Runaway bride? Yeah, this is the real news. Never mind the Downing Street memo.
What?
Did you hear the sound bite? It means that someone is biting sound. Nipping at the air.
Did you hear George's sound bite today? Being called upon by, gasp, Republicans. Timetable for exit from Iraq. He came out and said...
I think the best way to honor them people what I already got killed over there is to get some more of them killed. Because, here's how it works. If we give a timetable, then the insurgents will just wait till we're gone, and then they'll fight some more.
If we don't get more people killed, it will dishonor the people I already... Teaches something approaching clear by the president's words that he never had such a class.
Only way to properly honor the people who's already died in my nasty little war in Iraq is for some more people to die. But otherwise, if we just say we're going to leave, everything's going to get calm and ain't no more IEDs going to go off and blow American soldiers into their constituent parts.
Did I say constituent?
Understand?
He says that we got to keep getting American soldiers blown up until we leave. 7 years from now or so, until we leave, so that as many people will have been blown up before we leave as continue to get blown up after we leave.
Agreed. But really, never mind that. Runaway bride Jennifer Wilbanks has struck a deal for a TV project about her misadventures irritating some people in her hometown. Regan Media, which publishes books and produces TV shows and movies, said Thursday that it has acquired all media rights to the stories of Wilbanks and her financier fiancé, John Mason. The New York company did not say whether any money had changed hands. Judith Regan, why does that name ring a bell? Called the tale, quote, an unexpected and compelling story of love and forgiveness that has certainly taught me a thing or two.
Judith Regan, wait, Judith Regan.
Isn't she the one that was playing Hide the Salami with Rudy Giuliani? Do believe so. No. Maybe it wasn't Rudy Giuliani. Maybe it was, Kojak-looking dude, Bernie Kerik. Yeah. The first nominee for Homeland Security Overlord after Tom Ridge. You know, the guy that was all mobbed up and had warrants out for him in New Jersey. Yeah, Bernie Kerik. He and Judith Regan were doing the whole me and Mrs. Jones thing. We got a thing going on. Yeah, her. Judith Regan called the tale, quote, an unexpected and compelling story of love and forgiveness that has certainly taught me a thing or two. Of course, yeah, getting caught in flagrante delicto, that's Latin for bed, with Bernie Kerik didn't teach her anything. Woohoo! 2-year-old nurse disappeared from her Duluth, Georgia. Taking a bus to Albuquerque, New Mexico, she claimed she was abducted and sexually assaulted by a gang, really scary brown Latina, saying she fled because of unspecified... News of her deal infuriated local officials and residents.
I guess that says more about this whole case than anything else that has happened. I'm really sort of disgusted by the whole thing, said Gwinnett County. He lamented that anyone who would pay for what is just a silly story, but said Will Banks have a legal right to make it.
There was no way I could prevent it. He went on to note, what really kind of chaps my hind in is...
Head on.
Once upon a time, there were three little...
Babies. This year, United Way worked to ensure quality child care for over 6,555 children in Kansas City. To do so, we coordinated the efforts of 95 providers, 11 partners, and 8 different funders. We helped thousands of families in 8 different counties, and it doesn't matter. The number of centers and services doesn't really matter. What matters are the children now with a chance and families now with a future.
Breakfast is ready.
Coming, honey.
What matters? United Way.
If you seek help from a financial planner, you have the right to advice that is competent, ethical, and based on your needs. Call Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards toll-free at 888-CFP-MARK for information on how to assert your rights. Or visit CFP.net.
WWNR Beckley.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel. Seeing partly cloudy conditions as we're heading through the overnight tonight. Low temperature right where we should be at 57 degrees. A below average high near 70 on Thursday. We're going to see some clouds around and the possibility of a couple of showers as we're heading toward the afternoon and evening time. And then fair weather for Thursday night, a little cooler with a low near 50 degrees. Plenty of sunshine, beautiful weather on Friday, highs reaching the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Shannon Frenier for more from the Weather Channel.
WWNR Beckley.
It's your second hour in the liberal sandbox, and you're head on with Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Phone numbers. Supposed to give those out once in a while. 252-6200. Copies of his sealed medical records. He can provide a list of privileged information. Court said that his medical records. Ortab. Vicodin. Junkie. Or illegally deceived multiple doctors. Had the record since 2003. They got him with search.
My friends, I'm retreating. I am advancing to the rear again.
Lose the count. Got it now. Flimball gets to tell the state of Florida which records are going to be relevant to their investigation of his felonious criminal behavior.
Got it.
Tough on crime. You know, if a guy says that maybe guy says that. He's going to have, in a political...
My opponent is soft on crime. I'm a Republican. I'm tough on crime. Bread and water. Chain gangs.
That Republican Party, right? Yeah, that Republican. But apparently all that tough on crime business doesn't apply because, you see, Limbaugh says...
Many of the things in these records deal with medical procedures, symptoms,
things that are potentially embarrassing for my client. Lawyers. They deal with intimate matters. Years. Years. Years when you little wingnut Republicans out there were listening to him hanging on to his every word.
He is America's truth detector. That's what he told me. Yes, sir. Is the church open yet?
All that time you were listening to him, and he was a screwed up junkie. Now, I come down on his side. Some nerve. Prostate does a disservice. There's just how many men in America die every year having their prostate checked? My friends, there are intimate records in there. What's he afraid people will know? That he has, shall we say, physical manifestations?
It's okay, flush. Lots of people in America are gay.
Some of them are even brave enough to come out and say it. Come on out, Rush. It's all right. Or are you afraid that your mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging faithful will go, fag, and turn you off like they should have years ago, you junkie? Because, frankly, kidney stones are not intimate. An appendectomy is not intimate. A tonsillectomy is not intimate. A laminectomy of the spine. Remember his original excuse for being a junkie? Back surgery is not intimate. None of that is even a little bit. So one of two things is going on here. Lawyer Black is telling the truth. Telling the truth, and this has something. Because, you know, if you say intimate, dirty. Or this is all a big smokescreen fucker thing. Probably wouldn't even have to sign in with the Secret Service, just like Jimmy.
Don't want to be an American idiot. With the sound of hysteria.
Get on.
Tim Berry at Mount State University Softball inviting everyone out for the four-man softball show's 60th anniversary tour. This year, the King and His Court will appear at Warren Williams Stadium on Thursday, July 7th at Still General Store locations at Nalgene Square, Glenview, and Callaway Heights. And from the Mount State University Bookstore, Neville Street, in that King and His Court softball show is sponsored by Southern Communications Incorporated, Janair Ambulance, Michael Green Kennel, Phillips Technologies, Inc., Mount State University, Spartan Sporting Goods, and Sleep Inn in Beaver. Remember, that's the King and His Court four-man softball show 60th anniversary tour, Thursday, July 7th at 7 p.m. at Warren Williams Stadium. Get your tickets in advance. Or
when you have a stroke, you may not even notice it right away. But then, one minute you feel fine, and the next, your speech could be slurred or not make sense. One side of your body might become numb. You might see double. You drop the TV remote because you can't hold up your arm. Is another minute that your brain is being starved. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden or weakness of the face, arm, or leg. Sudden trouble seeing, speaking, or understanding. If you experience any of these warning signs, call 911 immediately. Because time lost is brain loss. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
West Virginia's only live nighttime talker, Bob Kincaid.
Could it be? Right, sorry. Could those intimate matters be? Of course, you know, the real truth detector is the court system and liberal media at work. I don't know if watch ABC's World News tonight. The Marisol. I'm not sure which is proper. The Marisol is a mercury-based preservative. Now, Mr. Kennedy's interviews.com and Rolling Stone magazine, they had put a hold on the story on guess what? Now, the article was published today in Rolling Stone and on Salon. What it does is it links the CDC, FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and who? Of course, Bill the Cat Killer Frist, Scion of Healthcare Corporation of America, he who has profited untold the majority leader, the Republican Merck, Wyeth, and regardless of, or even though there was even though the information was despite, Frist has received 800 and in the 2002 Homeland Security bill, You know, what do you think when you think Homeland Security? I think, you know, guarding the ports, making sure 15 Saudis don't fly, making sure that our nuclear facilities are safe, closer to home, making sure that the blown up. That's what I think of when I think Homeland Security. Homeland. God, in 2002, Bill the Cat Killer Frist tacked a rider onto the O2 Homeland Security bill. How blatant does it have to get before you get a little bit disgusted? Pharmaceutical industry paid Bill Frist $873,000, and he, in return, tacked on a rider called the Eli Lilly Protection Act to keep parents whose children are screwed up beyond all recognition from suing because they knew that this additive, thimerosal, is there anybody out there who has lived through something like this? A mommy waits, and after 9 months of waiting to meet some fine little girl or to keep those parents with those tormented, tortured children from ever suing his buddies in the pharmaceutical industry. That Protection Act was later repealed by Congress only after over American families. Pigs are smart, pigs are loyal, pigs are friendly. Blacked out.
Head on.
Good evening, I'm Ward Ilson in for Carl Mack on this News Talk 620 News Update. State officials say fewer West Virginia children are being served by subsidized child care. A major factor in that is a lack of increased federal funding. Kate Tilton is the State Department of Health and Human Resources Director of Early Care and Education. She says approximately 14,576 West Virginia children received subsidized child care each month as of March 2005. That number is down from 15,295 in March of 2004 and 16,388 in March of 2003. West Virginia spends more to transport Medicaid patients, doctor's appointments, and other non-emergency treatment than at least seven other states. Only three of the 11 states surveyed in 2002 by the National Non-Emergency Medical Transportation Survey paid more. The study was limited because many states don't keep the information needed for the findings. West Virginia paid about $41 per Medicaid recipient in 2002. Wyoming paid the least, just over $7. The next step for a statewide coalition focused on fighting the problem with methamphetamine drugs plans to name a leader of the group that will be in charge of implementing meth-fighting suggestions. The Manchin administration is now reviewing potential candidates. An announcement could come as early as next week. A facilitator this week presented a number of strategies to the planning committee, looking at ways to turn hundreds of suggestions from this year's first statewide MEF summit into usable policies. And the new president of West Virginia's largest teachers union says his first goal is to help pass the pension bond amendment. Charles DeLauder says his next goal is getting teachers the pay raises he says they deserve in the fall. DeLauder started Wednesday as president of the West Virginia Education Association. He says the pension bond and the pay raises are two separate issues. DeLauder says the bond issue makes sense as a whole. He cites anticipated savings and the billions of dollars that he says can be put back into things like infrastructure and education in West Virginia. Well, the wise look at partly cloudy skies for tonight and tomorrow. Your low tonight will be near 50, and the high for Friday expected to be around 70 degrees. And that's a look at news. I'm Warren Ellison for News Talk 620, WWNR, when you need to know.
Attention class, we're now going to study the new and improved concept of free enterprise, which has been redefined by modern corporate executives as the availability of free government money to make their enterprise profitable. Let's turn to the sterling example set by Cabela's, Inc. This giant retailer of hunting, fishing, and other outdoor products recently graced the state of Texas with one of its megastores, but only after demanding and receiving a rucksack filled with government subsidies, including $600,000 in cash, $36 million in road and construction costs, and $20 million in highway improvements. What we have here is the giveaway of roughly $57 million of Texas taxpayers' money to an out-of-state corporation to bribe it to come to our state and compete against local businesses that, ironically, are taxed to pay for Cabela's subsidy. A subsidy that will allow the megastore to undercut the prices charged by the locals, thus driving them out of business. Our governor, who's dimmer than a burned-out flashlight, hails this as a triumph for free enterprise.
For its part, Cabela's is unabashed about its dependence on corporate socialism, even declaring in its annual report that grabbing public money is key to its business plan. But while it thrives on government giveaways, the retail chain has added a new twist to the game by demurely declaring that, as a private, for-profit company, its privacy rights would be violated if details about its public subsidy were revealed to, well, to the public. Thus, Cabela's has sued our state attorney general, claiming that it would suffer, quote, substantial competitive harm if the terms of its deal with the governor were publicly disclosed. This is Jim Hightower saying, so class, let's review. A private corporation is funded by the state to give it a leg up on its local competitors, but it declares that it must be exempt from the state's public disclosure law in order to protect its competitive advantage. Are we clear now on the new definition of free enterprise?
A message from the American Library Association and Bernie Mac about the hard times facing our nation's libraries.
Hey, I'm Bernie Mac, and libraries need your help. Many are forced to cut back hours, reduce services, and even close their doors. So what can you do? I tell you what, support your local library and help keep your library doors open. Contact your local library to find out how you can make a difference in your community. The future is at your library, so make sure your library has a future. Just a little something from the Mac.
Brought to you by the Campaign for America's Libraries. For more information, visit the American Library Association website at www.ala.org.
Back to radio for the rest of us. Head on.
Welcome.
Glad to hear you, my friend.
Sorry, I heard that earlier on Dr. Bill. Technical difficulties.
I think you've got some microphone problems or something.
Okay, it could be. I'll try to scream like a banshee.
I beg your pardon, sir?
I'll try to scream like a banshee.
Oh, no. If I did that, I mean, everybody there will be destroyed.
No, I mean me.
You know, you really don't want me to.
No,
that.
Me.
I mean, I was just listening to Mr. Hightower and his news story there. And about the involvement of business and government. And, you know, I guess to a certain extent you can have a symbiotic relationship between business and government. However, that's a delicate symbiosis or mutual dependency upon one another, because I think if you carry it too far, in my mind's eye, I see as government plus private business. And that extent equals one word, and that's fascism.
Well, that's what Mussolini said. He said,
"Yeah, that's exactly."
He said,
"We
shouldn't call it fascism; we should call it corporatism."
Corporatism, whatever. But I mean, it basically creates a situation of rule, which is extremely efficient, but which is extremely deadly, in my point, historically. And I don't know. I sort of feel like that's the direction in which we're going today, because I just, as of late, have begun to realize that even with our representation in the legislative branch, as well as the executive, you know, I feel like that instead of my interest being represented by a lot of these guys, it's K Street.
Oh, congratulations.
I mean, I know I'm not trying to present this as any epiphany, okay? I mean, but this is just something that I have, I guess, been mulling over and realizing, you know, I understand how K Street works, and I understand how the lobbyists work and things like that. And for a long time, it has worked okay.
Yeah.
But as of late, particularly since George Bush became president, it's been just honed into a fine scheme of, you know, unparalleled and, you know, completely unregarded rape of our country.
You're absolutely right, Jim. And if you want to know where and when it happened, you have to look to Tom DeLay's buddy, Jack Abramoff.
Oh, I can just imagine what
because,
that crowd.
Well, what he did is once he got his front feet in the trough, he went around
And I mean, this isn't some wild conspiracy theory. This is just fact.
No, it's
acknowledged. Jack Abramoff went around to the various and sundry K Street lobbying firms, and he told them that if they ever wanted to have any influence in Washington again, they would quit hiring people with sympathies to the Democratic Party. It's true. He did it. And it happened. And that is K Street as we know it now.
Well, I guess K Street, we should call it the Kufustendam of the New Berlin.
Or, for that matter, let's just make it simple for everybody out there and put red shades over all the streetlights. Lamps.
Right.
Let's just put red shades on them and admit that K Street is what it is.
Yeah, not the Unters in Linden, but the Unters.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's scary. It really is, because I don't think that a lot of these people are there in either House of Congress representing the people. I mean, they are every 2 or 6 years, but, I mean, when they try to put up a good show about this, that, and the other, but it just seems like more and more corporatism is beginning to outweigh humanism in any form, and that's, to me, extremely disturbing. And I don't like that at all.
In some ways, Jim, I think it's a natural, because a corporation, while defined within America, is immortal. Look at, you can compare it to anything that is deathless, anything that will, lifespan of an ordinary human being, will always trump those of us who shuffle in and then are heard no more. And that is exactly what we are seeing right now with the ownership.
You know, institutions are one thing. And, of course, it's an entity of people, and it does continue from one generation. It's a multi-generational thing. It has to be. I can understand your position there, but, I mean, and then, of course, you have some of these corporations. They will occasionally drag in one of their own who's just gotten, or it makes good news, friend, or maybe he's made the wrong person angry or whatever, and they'll haul him up just to keep, well, saying, well, look at him. He got sent to prison, like the Enron people or the communications giant guy that...
Bernie Ebers.
And then, of course, there was another one who's on trial now for stealing, like, $100 million from his company. Those were big parties.
Yeah, and they tried him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the guy with the fifth
amendment. Sosnowski, something like that, like a Slavic name. But nonetheless, so it basically presents the great divide of extremely rich and extremely poor, and ultimately it results in the destruction of the middle class, the people.
Yeah.
And that's something that is, I guess a lot of people don't want to admit that that's happening, or they just say no, or maybe they think it's wonderful, they think it's great. They worship at the church at the ATM, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what this country should be about, or was intended.
Well, if you look at the intent of the framers of the Constitution, you cannot conclude that what we have...
No, I don't think so.
By the way,
some of those guys who framed that Constitution were pretty wild. For example, Benjamin Franklin, I didn't know this until the other night, and this is just a casual aside here, and I was watching a special on one of the CBS stations about heaven and hell, and Benjamin Franklin was a member of the Hellfire Club.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, he had quite a,
interesting
life. But, I mean, nonetheless, I mean, that certainly would not be consistent with the dictates of any form of Christianity of that day or this.
Well, Benjamin Franklin didn't know. He was also a member of the prominent synagogue.
For some reason, I think he was a deist.
He was. But the thing is, he kept...
Plot principle, that type of thing.
Yeah, he kept all his irons in the fire. He really was a brewer.
Well, he was a smuggler, too.
Yeah, well, he was a smuggler in conjunction with, John Hancock.
Yeah, Sam Adams was, you know, if you read the history of the American Revolution from the British point of view, or, you know, and you can see why over 100,000 people left the colonies immediately after we won that particular war with Great Britain. I mean, 20% of the American population said, we don't want to stay here anymore. Well, they left.
For good reason.
And yeah, because they had been loyal to the king. And set it up until 17, well, you know. And when you look at it, our revolution, basically, all those things that we talked, that are taught in history about these horrible laws that the British imposed on us had been on the books for years. And then it was because of the French and Indian War that the British Parliament was to consent, or it advised King George, well, you know, let's let the colonies pay for some of the upkeep of the soldiers that has kept the tomahawks out of their scalps in the French and Indian War, King William's War, or whatever it was called, you know?
Yeah. Well, check this out. I had to run to White Road. It's one that, that sort of sticks with me. Samuel Adams, giving a speech at the 1776,
mm-hmm.
said, and he was speaking to those people, those Tories, those, if ye love wealth better than liberty, of servitude better than the animating contest of go home from us in peace, crouch down and lick the hands which feed you.
Well, you know, even today,
it translates to today, Jim. It translates.
I wish I could hear you better, and I'm sort of running in the blind.
No, I said it. I said it translates to today.
I understand that.
You know, we have a significant portion of this nation that will gladly crouch down and lick the hands that feed them.
Absolutely.
And every single human being who cast a ballot for George W. Bush on November 2nd, 2004 is in that class. And I say to them what Samuel Adams said to the people that were just like them in 1776. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen.
I see what you're saying. Well, you know, even in... they've made movies recently about the American Revolution. They made that thing with Mel Gibson in South Carolina.
Oh, I remember that.
And, of course, that was about as historic. It was accurate to the point that there was a lot of animosity between the rebels and the Tories, that's for sure. But when they dealt with, you know, people like Colonel Tarleton and stuff like that, Tarleton wasn't killed in any battle.
No.
He went on to become a member of Parliament.
That's true.
And Lord Cornwallis went on to govern India.
That, you know? Yeah, that too is true.
It's just amazing what liberties they take with history, and I hate to see that happen.
Well, but that's true of Mel Gibson when he tries to get his vast majority of the William Wallace movie. For as fine a movie, that speaks to my Scottish heart.
Right.
But it's goblolly. There's next to no...
Well, it is. It's just all something that was up in some screenwriter's mind.
Well, the whole implication of the end of the film that, in fact, the British royal house is just hooey.
Well, that's true. Absolutely. It's absolutely true. Right.
And, you know, get the same thing in his ugly little snuff film about Jesus. People said, Jesse Fulmer just wrote a note to me. He said, The Passion, too. I liked the book better. But, yeah, he took huge liberties with the life of Christ and just made it up as he went along, and yet all these people that Mel Gibson, by the way, hates, Baptists, Methodists, what have you, went to see it and said, it was so historically accurate. Because, of course, they're morons, Jim.
The thing about it is people are, you know, it's like, who is making these movies, historically accurate people or is it UFA, the German studio that Goebbels controlled back in the days of the Third Reich.
Yeah, well, that was...
But even, you know, she did. And, of course, she did things for Hitler because Hitler gave her opportunities and carte blanche to do what she wanted because, you know, Riefenstahl and Goebbels were not friends at all.
No, that's true.
They were bitter adversaries. As a matter of fact, any woman who would not entertain Dr. Goebbels at home, so to speak, and we'll just leave it at that, basically found herself up a job within 3 days, and her film project would be canceled. But, I mean, you know, it's just they're using movies and things to influence people and how they feel. And the way history is taught today, there is no history being taught, and therefore that's the only thing they have to go on, so they just accept this dogmatized version of events that never really were.
Yeah, well, it's worth mentioning again. I don't know how much. It is no longer required to teach elementary school children history.
That's what I heard. That is regrettable. Now, I understand that the administration is, and I think Dr. O'Brien was talking about writing a grant for the Department of Education.
Oh, yeah.
Teaching of history. Now, if I'm not mistaken, correct me here if I'm wrong, but basically I think part of that grant or the strings attached to it were to perhaps teach history in such a way as to cast a favorable light upon the administration?
Written, but...
the implications are there.
Yeah. I think, knowing Dr. Bill approaches it, that's not the way he's handling it. He's handling it from a standpoint of living, breathing thing that will engage students to learn more history.
Well, I certainly hope so, because they're trying to lean on not only, we'll leave that alone, but look at PBS.
Absolutely.
And they're trying to use budgetary constraints on PBS and the programs coming there to cast a favorable light upon current events.
Oh, at PBS they have said that much, Jim.
Yeah, I know. And that is just extremely frightening to me.
Now, see, as far as my approach to the news goes, I don't want it slanted one way or the other. I want my news delivered all Joe, just the facts.
Right.
You know, I want to be sure that when I go to the op-ed page or when I tune in a show like this, I know I'm getting opinion. The problem is there's a whole lot of America, especially on the Rick Goodner talked about in the Fox syndrome, who cannot, either by failure of education or saturation, cannot separate opinion from news.
They don't have the means, Mr. Kincaid.
There are people out there, Jim, that don't understand that Rush Limbaugh is not the news.
Well, you know, like I say, these people, in my opinion, are so ill-trained, poorly educated, that they simply, and are so prejudiced, that they simply don't have the means or the will to realize that a man like this is pulling the wool over their eyes and literally making a fool out of all of them.
In large part. What? Toto. In toto, you're absolutely right.
I mean, I have never heard an apostle hate still 3 hours a day and have, you know, not since the days of that Father Conklin, the radio priest back in the 30s.
Right.
Or Walter Winchell, for example. So I told someone today, I said, these people have their time. And as I said on this show, you know, Walter Winchell used to be the most influential voice on the air, right?
Right.
But Walter Winchell basically had his day in the sun and then was no more. And finally, when he died.
Yeah, what? One person?
Daughter,
yeah.
That was it. Yet he used to be, I mean, people that used to be scared to death of that man. They were scared to death of these demagogues, like people like Joe McCarthy and Roy Cohn. And finally, one day, you know, their day came too, and they were realized what they were.
Well, I think that's why it's so important that Limbaugh actually wore his,
Yeah, I mean, doctor shopping is a federal crime.
But you know what, Jim? If we learned any, if you are a Republican, if you operate anything in America and get away with it, I mean, how many people, I don't know, read the transcript of the phone calls that Bill O'Reilly in all the business about loofahs and falafels and the nasty things that, I mean, no, they're not nasty, they're sexual, but they were harassing things that he was saying to a young woman who wanted nothing sexually to do with him.
Well, they were inexcusably prurient.
Yes, and the thing is, he's still there every night, and people think that the sun rises and sets out his behind. So, again, if you are a right-winger, you can say or do anything. On the other hand, if you come from the left and you offend someone's delicate little itty-bitty sensibilities, you're gone.
I'm afraid it's true, and I have no answer to give you other than to say I'm afraid you're right.
Well, Jim, we got to roll on. It's break time.
Good night.
All right, take care. Top of the hour news when we come back. Maybe we'll put this head on. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head on. One Mississippi. Two Mississippi.
Imagine this quickly.
Three Mississippi.
Starting to lose the ability to write.
Four Mississippi.
Or falling.
Five Mississippi.
Because it's suddenly hard to stand up.
Six Mississippi.
All because a stroke has just hit you.
Seven Mississippi.
In fact, every minute without getting medical help is risking permanent damage.
Eight Mississippi.
Like the ability to walk.
Nine Mississippi.
To smile.
Ten
to even talk.
Or
remember that Mississippi is one of the 50 states.
The
warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, sudden trouble seeing, speaking, or understanding. If you experience this, call 911 immediately, because time lost is brain lost. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
As times change, our bodies process medications differently. That's why it's important to talk to your doctor or pharmacist about your medications. For our free brochure, As You Age, Guide to Aging, Medicines, and Alcohol, call 1-800-662-HELP. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station. I didn't know aging would cause my body to process medications differently. I learned the hard way, but you don't have to. Call 1-800-662-HELP for the free brochure, As You Age, a guide to aging, medicines, and alcohol. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
WWNR, proud of over 50 years of broadcasting history. You can depend on us. News Talk 620, WWNR, Beckley. It's 9 o'clock.
Public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel, seeing partly cloudy conditions as we're heading through the overnight tonight. Low temperature right where we should be at 57 degrees. A below average high near 70 on Thursday. We're going to see some clouds around and the possibility of a couple of showers as we're heading toward the afternoon and evening time. And then fair weather for Thursday night, a little cooler with a low near 50 degrees. Plenty of sunshine, beautiful weather on Friday, highs reaching the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Naramore from the Weather Channel.
WWNR Beckley.
Radio for the real majority. Head on.
Probably not. Kittens with crocheted tails last night. I don't know how this guy can stand to call himself an American, okay? Because he does hate. No different from Grover Norquist talking about, you know, I've got issues with the federal government. I wouldn't throw a warm bucket of spit on George Bush if he was on fire. But that doesn't mean I hate the government. Nifty little idea. Wild and progressive and did. No, I hate the government. If our Congress has gotten out of control, whose fault is it? Shall we all sit around and moan and groan? And who didn't complain when your high school systems took civics out of the curriculum? Who sat and listened to the chirping of the crickets in Alabama when they're doing history anymore? Sports complains that, oh, can't you just imagine the warning labels that they're going to have park rides? Really? Taking all of that and except for one thing. And the one thing is that with all of these right-wing, they despise everything contained within just the Food and Drug Administration. It's not just the EPA. It's things that are actually contained in the Constitution. To wit, to a man, to a person. Because, of course, Bork, pick them all, hate it for so long as it corporations are immortal people. They are persons as defined within the law of the United States. Exxon is a person. One person. Exxon. Just your one person. Enron. One person. Just like your one person. But that's what, and that's why, bear in mind, that's fine, Glaxo, Merck. That's why they hate
And that's why they hate organizations like Move On. That's why they hate lawyers who take cases for individuals and make it a little bit, maybe just remotely possible to stand up to the corporate giants. So what I'm saying, I could have taken Bortz's argument at face value until it comes to the fact of, I believe in the jury system. And the jury system, you'll note, that being the case, but at the same time, you don't want that private business, don't want the government regulating, then at least you have to trust the people of the United States to answer some questions once in a while, without their hands tied behind them, tennis balls stuffed in their mouths, wrapped around with duct tape. You have to live with it. You have to.
Head on.
Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you shop for your next car at Allen S. Toyota. Because at Allen S. Toyota, you get it all. Great gas mileage, great factory rebates, the best cars and trucks. You get it all. Allen S. Toyota has new Corollas with as much as 40 highway miles per gallon. Save with factory rebates up to $1,500 on new 2005 Tundras. Plus, choose from Toyota's certified used vehicles. Allen S. Toyota wants your trade. You get thousands more for your old car at Allen S. Toyota. It may be worth more than you think. You get it all. 40 miles per gallon. $1,500 factory rebate. Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you buy your next Toyota at Allen S. Toyota. 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. See ToyotaUSA.com for details. All rebates to dealers.
Don't miss the 12th Annual West Virginia Wireless United Way Charity Golf Event on Monday, June 20th at Black Knight Country Club. Entry fee $70 per person, includes card, green fees, beverages, and lunch. Whole sponsorship $150. Beverages provided by Budweiser. Lunch provided by the Outback Steakhouse from 11:30 to 1. Tee times 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. Limited number of golfers allowed. Make your reservations early. Hit a hole-in-one for a chance to win a new car from hometown Subaru Kia. It's the 12th Annual West Virginia Wireless United Way Charity Golf Event on Monday, June 20th at Black Knight Country Club.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel, seeing partly cloudy conditions as we're heading through the overnight tonight. Low temperature right where we should be at 57 degrees. A below average high near 70 on Thursday. We're going to see some clouds around and the possibility of a couple of showers as we're heading toward the afternoon and evening time. And then fair weather for Thursday night, a little cooler with a low near 50 degrees. Plenty of sunshine, beautiful weather on Friday, highs reaching the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Naramore from the Weather Channel.
WWNR Beckley.
In the great scheme of things, a minute isn't all that much. Unless you happen to have a stroke. All of a sudden, those minutes count. Minutes that could mean losing your ability to talk. Minutes that could mean an arm that's basically useless. Minutes that could mean losing your ability to walk. Talking, moving, walking, gone. Which is why, if you can get help in time, your stroke can be treated. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, sudden trouble seeing, speaking, or understanding. If you experience this, call 911 immediately, because time lost is brain lost. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
A guy who's in no rush to be savage, Bob Kincaid.
Sturm und Drang about juries, about whether we actually want an American as it was intended and envisioned by the framers of our Constitution. It has real impact when you go to Salon, okay? Salon.com, you know. One of the lead articles today, you know, you click on the little free site pass for a day, and you read the article jointly published by Rolling Stone and Salon, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., called Deadly Immunity. Read it. Do the work. Make your own mind up. Don't believe it, for God's sakes. You know, just because I talk about it doesn't make it so. Read it. See if it holds water. See if it passes the duck test. See if it passes the smell test. Ask yourself if you know of anyone who might be similarly situated. Because this article is about a government cover-up of the toxic effects of thimerosal, the impact that it has had in literally creating a generation of damaged children. Damaged American children. And it's been around for a while. In during the Second World War, the Department of Defense used the preservative in vaccines on soldiers. It required Eli Lilly and Company to label it poison. Mercury-based. We talk about what happens with mercury in our atmosphere from old, outdated coal-fired power plants that the Republicans would rather die than see upgraded to a level that would offer some protection to Americans. Not good stuff. Do you know autistic children? Have you seen them? Heart will break. My children were vaccinated with the thimerosal-based vaccines. And yeah, from time to time, there have been moments when you, as a parent, you always worry about your children. But Bill Frist took $873,000 to cover Eli Lilly and other pharmaceutical companies rearing mean, nasty parents of damaged children who were damaged by a chemical that the parents weren't even... God! You take your brand new baby for her first vaccinations and you're thinking, I'm doing the right thing here because I don't want them to get one of these god-awful childhood illnesses. And the vaccinations themselves are laced with any of those childhood illnesses. Read the article, Salon.com, Deadly Immunity, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., not exactly running around wallowing in politics, is he? Nope, he's out there trying to do some good for tomorrow. My God, can you imagine any member of the Bush family ever writing an article challenging temple priests to be a more complicity of what should be our government in hiding from you the fact that when you went to get your baby vaccinated, feisty little round of poker, read it. And odds are here in West Virginia, you know somebody that someday, but by virtue of the highly effective nature of our betters, it's highly likely that they'll look up and say, well, it's early onset Alzheimer's. It's senile dementia. I have a friend, a dentist. All this hateful nastiness can change. Not just can, but will. Busy watching Desperate Housewives.
Get on.
Good evening. I'm Warren Ellison in for Carl Mack with this News Talk 620 News Update. An insurance agent and congressional hopeful from Beckley, who died in a car accident in Hurricane yesterday, is being remembered as someone who dedicated his life to helping others. Tom Easterly was one of two people killed in yesterday afternoon's accident on Interstate 64 at the Hurricane exit. The name of the other victim, identified only as a woman from Culloden, has not been released pending notification of family. Easterly announced earlier this month that he planned to challenge Sir District Congressman Nick Rahal in the Democratic primary. Easterly also served in the Kentucky State Senate from 1974 to 1982 and in Florida's House of Representatives from 1988 to 1990. His brother Jim called him an extraordinary, idealistic person. Assistant State Fire Marshal Paul Ritchie has died in a motorcycle accident in Rome Township, Ohio. According to the Ohio State Highway Patrol, Ritchie lost control of his Harley-Davidson, went off the road, and struck a tree. Ritchie, who was wearing a helmet, was pronounced dead at the scene. It happened today at around 1:20 p.m. A Beckley man is charged with malicious wounding for allegedly striking his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach and causing her to miscarry. Christopher Simmons was arrested Monday and is being held in the Southern Regional Jail on $3,000 bond. Simmons allegedly struck his girlfriend in the stomach several times during an argument on April the 4th. The girlfriend, who was 4.5 months pregnant with Simmons' child, started hemorrhaging and then miscarried. If convicted, he faces 2 to 10 years in prison. The alleged crime had occurred after July 1st. Simmons could have been facing up to life in prison. Under new state law passed during this year's legislative session, the death of a fetus during a criminal act can result in a murder charge. And the U.S. Forest Service says it's not trying to be a bully by blocking the Rainbow family's access to the Monongahela National Forest. Agency officials say they're just trying to protect both the people and the park. Although the counterculture group's gathering doesn't officially begin until June the 25th, campers have already started streaming into West Virginia. Look for partly cloudy skies for tonight and tomorrow, with a low tonight of 50 and a high Friday expected to be around 70 degrees. That's a look at news. I'm Ward Ellison for News Talk 620, WWNR, when you need to know.
There may soon be two new mosquito repellents on the market, and boy, wouldn't that make life on the farm a lot easier. That'll be our focus on today's edition of On the Farm Radio. I'm Jeff Ishii. On the Farm Radio has listeners throughout the Mid-Atlantic region, but we have a special message for our listeners in Virginia.
Hey there, Bob. What are you having today?
Oh, you know, I think fresh air, acres of productive farmland, and clean water. That sounds pretty good.
Sorry, but you're not going to find that at Al's Diner. But you can help support Virginia's agriculture industry by putting agriculture on your plate.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a new agriculture license plate available to everyone promoting Virginia's farming history. Did you know that Virginians have been farming since 1614?
Well, how can I get one?
You just go to the Virginia Farm Bureau website at www.vafb.com and click on the Virginia license plate link. The order form is right there on their site. Fill it out, send it along with a check for $25. You can also get the form at your county farm bureau office.
Sounds easy enough. I think I will put agriculture on my plate. Oh, and two eggs and toast, too, please.
Coming right up.
Proceeds from the license plate sale will benefit the Virginia Agricultural Vitality Program. This message was brought to you by the Virginia Farm Bureau Federation, proud supporters of Virginia agriculture.
Oil of lemon, eucalyptus, and picaridin. These are two new insect repellents that could help to take the bite out of mosquitoes this summer. Let's get the story from John Harrell at the University of Georgia.
For years, insect repellents that contained DEET were the most effective at keeping mosquitoes away. Several weeks ago, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention approved two new active ingredients to their guidelines for reducing mosquito bites.
Oil of lemon, eucalyptus, and picaridin. And these are two products that are newly approved and appear to be effective in comparative testing with DEET. They're good alternatives. I'm sure we're going to be getting more research about them in the years and months ahead of us, but they are good alternatives. But DEET is still the product of choice among most public health specialists. If you're really in an area where you're concerned about mosquito-borne diseases and significant mosquito activity, DEET's the product of choice, but these other products have shown some good effects and are useful.
When applying any repellent, apply them only to parts of the body that are exposed to mosquitoes. Avoid applications to areas that will be covered by clothing. As with any repellent, it's important to read the label and apply it only as directed, especially when applying repellents to young children. John Harrell, University of Georgia College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, reporting from Tifton.
Thank you, John, for that report. And just enough time for our pearl of wisdom today, which comes in from Greenville, Tennessee, and listener Sarah Bowman. Sarah Bowman says, God made your face, but you're the one that makes the expression on it. Thanks to Sarah Bowman of Greenville, Tennessee, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
You know us.
It's true. You really can save.
Other folks looking to strengthen their immune system, seniors who drank the supplement for roughly had more antibodies after being vaccinated against the flu, indicating a strong immunity to future infection. Some deficient in the nutrients needed to ward off chronic disease and chewing or swallowing problems. Balanced diet can help, but it's not always possible. With different nutrients to set a boost many seniors need. In today's health report, to help you stay healthier longer, brought to you by Leader Drugstores. Find the location at the Leader Drugstore nearest you at myleader.com.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel, seeing partly cloudy conditions as we're heading through the overnight tonight. Low temperature right where we should be at 57 degrees. A below average high near 70 on Thursday. We're going to see some clouds around and the possibility of a couple of showers as we're heading toward the afternoon and evening time. And then fair weather for Thursday night, a little cooler with a low near 50 degrees. Plenty of sunshine, beautiful weather on Friday, highs reaching the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Naramore from the Weather Channel.
WWNR Beckley.
You can be right and be wrong, or be left and be right. Head on with Bob Kincaid.
Jethro.
Bob.
There you are.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah, complete Humvee burnout today, 5 more killed.
Oh, I know. But, you know, we've got to keep our troops there so more troops can die.
Right. Well, they're one-upping us every time. We're doing these defensive measures, and they're coming up with something else. You know, they're starting to put landmines together and stuff, and, you know, it's even enough to blow some of these big Stryker vehicles up. But it looks like our tactics now are armor everything up and everybody get inside and drive around and hope you don't get blown up.
Yeah, hunker down and pray for the best.
Which, yeah, that's some real troop support there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, even the recruiters tell kids who are talking to them, they say, well, you know, our goal now is just force protection. And force protection is another fancy way of saying our guilt.
Right. And even this French fry guy, he's changing his tune now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's still a freak. But he, you know, his district includes Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. But, yeah, he's decided it's time to come home. And he's got plastered with photographs of the fallen.
You know, well, that's all another story too. I think the casualty total is being sandbagged.
Oh, it probably is.
I think there's quite a few more casualties than that, and they're just not reporting it. And this whole deal is nuts. I can't. And so some of the Republicans, they're starting to raise up and ask some questions. You know, what about a pullout strategy? What about an exit strategy? What about any kind of a strategy?
Well, you see, I think there's a recognition that George Bush is
right. Well, and they're also finally waking up to this thing was a complete snake job. You know, just a shyster plant.
Yeah. Well, Jethro, are you going to be near a TV? Say about 1:50.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Obviously.
darn the luck. No, you need to try to see these Downing
Street. You know, it even goes back as far as 2001.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. You know, let's put the tinfoil hats on it. You know, the attack on the Twin Towers ties in nicely with the plans there.
It's the Pearl Harbor that was referred to in the,
right.
They
right.
said they needed a Pearl Harbor to start all this. They got their Pearl Harbor on 9/11, and this is the former chief economist of the Labor Department in George W. Bush's. This guy is sitting in a chair down at Texas A&M, and he says that the Twin Towers were a demolition job and didn't have anything to do with the aircraft.
Right, inside job.
Yeah.
Which is what they've been saying all along.
But my God, this guy worked for the Bush administration.
Right. He's a wingnut. He's crazy. He's a disgruntled employee. You know, that's what the whole deal is. All this stuff's coming out. You know, they had plans for the Iraqi war way before anybody even, you know, considers they do.
Well,
all this evidence is out there, but it's like, ho-hum, so what? We got the bad man. We're doing so good over there. We're establishing the American way. And it's like somebody's got the Jedi mind trick on them, you know. It's like, we're doing good over there.
Things are going very well.
Listen to Bush.
Listen to George.
No,
it's 1984, man. Everybody's taking their Soma.
Well, they smacked Rather and Newsweek down for reporting the truth. They didn't have the cojones to stand up and fight that. So now it looks like everybody's afraid that they're going to get the smackdown.
Well,
or is everybody getting paid off and they're afraid that the check's going to stop? What's up?
This story that I just mentioned, published in Salon, it was going to be all over ABC News. It spiked. ABC spiked it itself. Now, are you? But they just woke up and decided they didn't want to tell.
Yeah. Well, in the holistic health medicine and stuff, that Timersol, that has been known for over 20 years.
Well,
that's bad, and they've suspected that of, causing the autism, and you know, now it's just coming out. And they're still trying to squash it. Why do they want to, you know, do they want to turn everybody, you know, turn the, is that one way that they can turn the youth into zombies, that and the other corporate psych medications they put them on early as 2 and 3 years old?
Hey, Jethro, once you got your autism diagnosis, the next step out.
Yeah, then you want, yeah, then Bush, you don't want to psych screen all the kids in school so that, you know, then you can.
Yeah, the New Freedom Initiative, remember that?
Right.
It's going on. It's happening.
Then you can put them on the SOMA. You know, you've got the corporate psych med SOMA, then you've got the entertainment meet, you know, the whole conglomerate of that with the SOMA. Madness, I tell you.
It's four square madness.
Well, actually, he stood up and talked back.
Yeah. And he said Gitmo. He said, if I didn't, and of course, you know, the White House was shocked. But the fact of the matter is, you know, look at, their only response to any of this is to claim, you're crazy, you're paranoid, you're old enough, I'm old enough, Jethro. I remember the Soviet Union when Sakharov stood up, and the official response was, he is crazy, man.
Right, well, yeah, when they wrote about the gulags and stuff, of course, that was all...
Solzhenitsyn, he's crazy, man.
Yeah, he's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, and that's, you know, you can, I don't know, you can apply that to the Nazis or any, I don't know, any mad regime that's gonna resort to torture and caging people up for years without any kind of charges or representation. And that, I'm sorry, but that is not the American way.
Well, you know, I have no doubt as to your sanity or mine, but, you know, the fact of the matter is we've gotten to the point...
Right. Yeah, might makes right. I mean, we can go in there and beat these guys up and cattle prod them, and who knows what kind of drugs we're putting out in them that's just probably just frying their brain completely, combine those two tactics and some, you know, sleep deprivation or a little, you know, Chinese water torture... is that the American way? Is the American way is to have all the Americans thinking we're the greatest thing since, you know, apple pie, but the rest of the world looking at us like we're some kind of a monster?
Well, that's the problem. I happen to be out and about today. I have never once said that, Jethro. You know, I make a very specific point of telling the bad people who they are. You know, the bad people are running the government. I don't hate the government. I despise the people running.
Right. It's the current administration and their policies, which seem to be run by a bunch of people whose loyalties are really to Israel rather than the United States. I mean, you know, that's another factor in this Iraqi war besides what we can plunder is, you know, for the protection of the Israelis.
Right. Our good buddies who are selling our technology to the Chinese.
And that's nothing new either, because they've been doing that for years and years and years. And the American people don't care about that, though. And they don't care that the United States is the largest seller of weapons in the world.
Absolutely. And the thing is, and that's what, you know, the decent people see. We love America so much that we want America to live up to its full potential. And you do not bring America to her full potential to do immoral things in our name.
Right, and then turn around and look somebody in the eye and say, we're Christian nation.
Yeah.
I'm Christian.
Yeah. There's a book out there by a man named to take care of you or me. God who stands ready to set aside the law. Magic doesn't exist. We got to get through it as best we can. And the article goes on to say, Song's greatest ire is reserved for Bible voters who justify sexism, homophobia, and other injustices. He doesn't. And the thing is, he's spot on. You know, there is faith. There's no real spirituality. If it's spirituality the way that television is Shakespeare.
Right, it's shake and bake spirituality. And an example is when Mark McGuire was on his big home run spree, you know, he'd pop one out of the park and trot around and beat on his chest and then point up in the sky like it was all God's work. You know, meanwhile, behind the curtain, you know, he's all pumped up on steroids and it's, you know.
Yeah, he should have been pointing at the sky.
So they should bust him and take those home runs away from him and some of those other characters because they couldn't even stand in the shadow of Babe Ruth and you know, Hank Aaron and some of those other players, Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, Babe Ruth was powered entirely by beer and hot dogs.
You know, but that's okay. You know, and it's okay for Rush Limbaugh, who is, I know is back on the sauce now because I could tell in his voice.
Yeah.
Well, listen to him long enough. I guarantee it. But that's okay.
Right. And it's okay for Rush Limbaugh to use the app.
Yeah. But once it gets me, the Republican side can get away with all this madness. But then you got Howard Dean standing up and taking a few shots of his own, which they deserve. And, you know, he should be more outspoken.
Yeah, well, you know, he says that the Republican Party is a white, monolithic Christian party. Okay, they disagree. Prove to me that the Republican Party is, and proof does not entail trotting out Thomas. You know, having
exactly, and there are a few others, but that's just, you know, that's just a handful, and it's the exception rather than a rule. So yeah, Dean's right on, and the people need to get behind him and start fighting back.
Yeah.
Instead of doing all this hand wringing and saying that Dean is doing damage to the Democratic Party, he's not.
No.
He's showing some backbone, and they got to stand up and start calling it the way they see it. All these guys that voted for the war and stuff, you know, some of them are at least having the decency to stand up and say, I voted for it, but that was wrong.
Yeah, that's Walter Jones in North Carolina, the Freedom Fries guy.
And he's not the only one.
Oh, no, not by any means.
And what it is, you know, just like you were saying, it's George Bush is a lame duck, and the elections are coming up in 2006.
And there will be no coattails.
And people are starting to get a little bit worried because things aren't going too well.
And you know, I don't know if there's a point of no return or not. We have to go too much longer with these Republicans.
Well, the public, you know, I mean, sometimes you got to watch what you ask for because you just might get it. And the evidently here, the general public has been whitewashed, but now they're starting to wake up. I think we've got almost 70%
disapproval rating.
Right, against the war and stuff, and I think Bush is, you know, what, 59% against him his policies and stuff. So people are starting to wake up. But the media needs to, you know, the corporate media,
well, we're not going to get any help from them, Jethro. It's up to us.
Yeah, and they're slapping NPR down.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get any help from that, too. So, yeah, it's these bloggers and people like yourself, Bob.
Well, I hope so.
No, you can't quit because, you know, the future of the country is at stake. And you got to start thinking about your children, your grandchildren, the generations that come after us. What kind of a situation are we leaving them?
Exactly, and especially...
Right.
You're right, Jethro. It is madness. But I appreciate you calling. I got one.
Okay, Bob, hang in there.
All right, gonna take care. And those millions of those people, and our sons and daughters will realize those verbatim were our. Take several million grueling deaths of blood. Hey, Wayne, your head on.
Hey, buddy, I know I only got a couple minutes.
You get the last word.
I just wanted to back up everything Justo said. I think Howard Dean's the greatest thing that ever happened to Howard, to the Democratic Party here of late. And, you know, I think he has the same philosophy we have. We'll decide whether you're a Democrat or not.
Yeah, and we got some decisions to make here in West
Virginia. We certainly do. And they start with the governor and the head of the Democratic Party, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like doing that. I mean,
I don't like doing that either, but you're the head of the Democratic Party and you're the chief lobbyist for the Chamber of Commerce?
Court Reform Division. Court,
huh?
Not just the Chamber of Commerce, Court Reform Division.
Oh, I thought that was a separate job.
No, no, no. That's what he is. All these Democrats out here fighting and struggling to,
yeah.
And the chairman of the Democratic Party of West Virginia is busting his hind end to destroy it.
I realize that. But like I said, I thought that was two different positions. I didn't know that that was a position in the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, these are the guys who gave us the full-page ads in the Gazette saying West Virginia is a judicial hellhole.
Right. Well, listen, I mean, you know,
imagine,
let me know, let my opinion be known, that ain't a Democrat.
Well, no, imagine my chagrin after being on the air all this year and calling it a hellhole, and it turns out it's the chairman of my damn party.
Right. Which means, well, we could just write him off. I mean, you know, if Joe Manchin wants to call him chairman, and that's where Joe Manchin put him, okay, well, you got two Republicans lying to each other.
yeah.
and to the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm sorry. But, like I said, I'll decide if you're a Democrat or not, and I've decided you two ain't Democrats.
Yeah. And that's, well, the thing,
and that's what Howard Dean's doing. And if we end up with only 4 out of 10, well, at least we got somewhere to start.
Yeah, well...
You know, it, Howard Dean believe. I'm sorry I keep interrupting.
No, go ahead. That's okay.
Howard Dean knows what we have to do. The Democratic Party has to go back to be the party of the working people.
Exactly.
And, you know, we try to claim we still are, but we're not. Because if we still were, Nick Casey wouldn't be chairman.
Well, no.
And
no,
Joe Manchin wouldn't be governor.
You're not the party of the people when you're out there cashing checks from the U.S.
No, you are not. No, you are not.
I don't think that's too hard to comprehend.
I hope not. But bravos to Guthrie. Oh, hey, I just figured out, too. Who was that guy? I forget the guy's name that called the only, like, dissenter or the, hey, I'm glad you're off the air. Who was that?
Oh, that was Calvin.
Yeah, Calvin. I just, you know why he did that?
Why?
Well, his fudge packing business failed, so he wants everybody else to fail.
Oh, you're mean. You're just mean, Wayne.
Well, it's just the truth, Bob. Sometimes the truth hurts, you know?
I guess you're right.
All right, brother.
Man. Later.
All right.
Take care. Listen, the show tonight, of course, was produced. We're working for you. Also brought to you. Hey, Agnes.